Okay, any question?
The stream enterer, so you start the stream, beginning. According to you mentioned, you have four factors.
Mm.
So you have to listen, wise attention, and practice.
Mm.
So my question is, how do you know we have graduated as a stream enterer? Become a one or non or one returner?
Okay.
Second question is?
One by one.
Oh.
Okay. In fact, I have intention to talk about after become stream enterer, what quality you have that you can recognize yourself as a stream enterer. However, I don't have time. But since you asked, I have to talk. Once you become stream enterer, there are four ways you can recognize yourself as a stream enterer. This is also mentioned in the Sangyutta Nikaya. Buddha called it mirror of the Dhamma. So when you look at the mirror, you know whether you are stream enterer or not. I forgot which sutta. But they are. I just summarize. When you become a stream enterer, you have unshakable faith to the Buddha. Not to Buddha himself, to the enlightenment of the Buddha and to the nine qualities possessed by the Buddha, the nine virtues of the Buddha. So you have that unshakable faith. And Buddha say, even the world system change, all the mountain, river, exhaust that disappear in the world, your faith to the Buddha's enlightenment and qualities will not change. It's called unshakable faith. And similarly, you have unshakable faith to the Dhamma, to the six qualities of the Dhamma. Every day we recite, right? Swakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akkaliko ihipasiko opanaiko pachadang veritabo vinyohiti. These six qualities. You have unshakable faith to these six qualities. You will not doubt Dhamma is leading onward. You will not doubt Dhamma is to be experienced by the wise. So these six qualities, you have no doubt at all. And the third one, you have unshakable faith towards the Sangha. The Sangha who practice honestly, who practice correctly, who are straightforward and so on, and they are worthy of respect. They have seen the Four Noble Truths and they are worthy of respect and so on. So you have the faith in them. This is the third one. The last one, unbroken sila. You have unbroken sila. Your sila is purified. You will not break as a lay person. You will not break your five precepts. And these are precepts. The unbroken sila will lead to further concentration and further enlightenment. So unbroken sila is one of the criteria to check yourself whether you are stream enterer or not. According to Lady Xiaodong, he said that sometimes when a person becomes stream enterer, he may not know. He becomes stream enterer. So, and then he said, give yourself 3 years to check whether intentionally you have broken your sila or not. Within 3 years, sometimes you find that intentionally you break your sila, then tell yourself, I'm not. Because sometimes people overestimate themselves, think themselves they are sotapan. So Buddha give this mirror of Dhamma. Because during Buddha's time, many monks will come and ask Buddha, this Mr. died already, what is his destination? And this bhikkhu died already, what is his destination? So many people keep on asking Buddha. Buddha get very tired. I'm not here to answer you all this type of question. So I teach you the mirror of the Dhamma. So this mirror, you check yourself, reflect yourself, whether you have unshakable faith to the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and unbroken sila or not. If yes, then you are stream enterer, and you will only go up, will not go down. Otherwise, no. So Buddha finally teach this mirror of the Dhamma. And to talk about unshakable faith to the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, I would like to quote one story in Namapada. Okay. This this lay person, he is a leper, leprosy, ma fong ping nen, leper. So one day, by accident, he came across a street and noticed that a monk is giving a Dhamma talk, and whom Buddha is giving a Dhamma talk. Then he stood there and listened to the Dhamma talk. After listening to the Dhamma talk, he became stream enterer. During Buddha's time, many people, by listening to Dhamma talk, become stream enterer. Then at that time, the Sakka, the god of 33, 33, 31, the king of the god, he knew that this leper has become stream enterer. He want to test him. So he came down from heaven and transformed himself to a layperson, and he asked him, "You are a leper, afflicted by leprosy, and you are so poor. You live in misery. I can cure your sickness. I can give you abundant wealth. But you just have to say one word. Then I can give you whatever you want." Then this leper asked, "What you want me to say? You tell me, there is no Buddha, no Dhamma, no Sangha. Just tell me this word. I can give you whatever you want. I can heal your sickness. And I can give you how many wives you want. I can give you, no problem." But this leper, since he has already become stream enterer, his faith to the triple gems is unshakable. Then he said, "Not possible." He said, "Master, not possible. In your mind, I am poor, right? I'm afflicted by sickness. I am poor, living in poverty. However, I possess 7 jewels, the 7 jewels of Sotapanna. I don't have time to tell you what 7 jewels, okay?" So this story shows that a stream enterer has unshakable faith to the triple gems. No one can move his faith. Although the world come to end, although the 4 elements in the world disappear, that his faith will never shake. Okay?
This 师父说，这个在相应部，这个法经，法经指的经，法经经，也不经，法经经，其实有告诉我们，这个正路这个圣流，他有四种素质，第一个，他有对于佛不动摇的这个信心，就算这个日夜变冷，会移动，会转变，会改变。 但是他对这个佛的这个信心呢是不会动摇的，那他对这个法的这个6种素质也有不动摇的信心，那6种素质就是我们在早晚课诵经的时候有诵到这个 EDB Soul 这个 Dhamma 那个 Place to Dhamma 就是赞叹法的那个部分，有提到那六种素质，另外他对身 也有不动摇的这个信心，第四个就是他不再破戒了，他不会再犯任何他所守的这个戒，因为这个戒呢是要证入这个定根会的一个必要的条件，那缅甸的这个 Lady Sado 有讲说，要看一个人他是不是真的是这个入流者，要看他3年有破戒吗？ 有没有？那我们自己也一样，假如我们以为自己已经证这个出国了，可是我们还会犯戒的话，那我们就知道我们不是这个入流了，有时候我们会以为自己是，但其实不是。那佛在世的时候，也有很多人问他某某比丘往生了去哪里，他是不是已经证果了？那佛陀对这样的一个问题也觉得很厌倦，所以他就开示这个经。 告诉告诉这一个告诉大家哈，什么是这一个正出果的这个树枝了。那师父举一个法际经的这个例子哈，有一个麻风病人哈，在佛寺的时候，他听到一个比丘说法哈，而证这个出果。那这个萨嘎哈，就是这个第四天哈，33天的天主，他要去考察他哈，是不是真的证这个出果哈，就变成一个人哈。就跟他讲说，我可以医好你的病，我可以给你很多钱，你要什么我都可以给你什么，包括很多的这个妻子哈，你只要说一句话，就是说你要告诉我，这个世间上是没有三宝的。那这个麻风病人已经证出果，他告诉他，你觉得我很穷，可是我觉得我很富有，因为我有这个证得出果的这个气圣财。什么是气圣财？因为时间有限，所以师父今天没有进一步解释。
So, am I answering a question? The first question?
Partly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, the self, does it mean you have to eradicate the self to be a full sotapanna?
Okay, your question, there's some mistake in your question. In order to eradicate the self, no. To eradicate the view, not the self. Okay? The view is one thing, the self is another thing. To eradicate the identity view in order to become sotapan. Yes.
Fully eradicate.
Identity view, not the conceit. Sometimes, because of conceit, you think yourself, I am superior than this. This is not identity view. This is conceit. I am, you know, I am lower than this, than my friend. My intelligence is equal with my friend. This is not identity. This is conceit. So you must be able to differentiate what is identity view, what is conceit. Only Arahant has no conceit, but Sotapan eradicate. Once he became Sotapan, he has no more identity view. So I think I understand why you say I answer your question only partly. There are two things I know you tell. One, when you become Sotapan, you eradicated identity view completely. You no more think a soul, a permanent soul, transmigrate from one place to another place. You do not see the self. You only see nama rupa. Arising according to condition. Okay. This is the first one. Sotapan eradicate three factors. One is identity view. The second one is clinging to rites and rituals. Okay. What is this rites and rituals? 仪式, huh? Because during Buddha's time, there are so many different ways of practice. But people wrongly think that way of practice can lead to nibbana. Just like self-mortification, it's very common even nowadays. You can still see naked ascetic wander here and there. So this thinking practice can lead to the enlightenment or can lead to attaining nibbana, which is not. It's called rites and rituals. Some people might worship, as I say, worship fire, worship dewa, or some people may think like just recite Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha can lead to this fully enlightenment. Or some may think just by reciting, many different types of practices that they wrongly believe that can lead to enlightenment. It's called clinging to rites and rituals. Okay? So, Sotapan has no this type of clinging. Why? Simply because Sotapan has entered into noble eightfold path. Therefore, it's called stream enterer. Stream is noble eightfold path. Since he, by following the noble eightfold path and achieve Sotapanna, so he knows what is the correct path, Noble Eightfold Path. Apart from Noble Eightfold Path, all practice cannot lead to enlightenment. He has this type of faith. Therefore, two, he has no more clinging to other rites and rituals. Okay? The last one, he has eradicated doubt. He has no more doubt towards especially Triple Gem. The practice of the Dhamma and the enlightenment of the Buddha and so on. So am I fully answer your question? As a teacher, I have to satisfy the students to the maximum.
Huh? 这个弃除了这个我没有我了，那师父说这个问题是有问题的，因为正入这个出国，他是去除这个有生见，是这个见解，这个我见已经被弃除了，他已经不会再相信说有这一个常见，有一个我不变的这一个灵魂，在不断的这一个轮回，那他只看到的是这个名色因缘而生灭。那第二个这个出国呢，他会断这个戒禁起，他就不会执着一些错误的这个苦行仪式，像拜火啊、崇拜这个神教等等的这一些，以为这样的一种修持啊，这样的一种仪式会能够导向这个涅槃。因为他是一个入流者嘛，流就是八正道，他已经进入这个八正道，他知道除了这个八正道以外没有其他的这个道路了，能够导向涅槃的这个道路了。第三就是疑，他已经不会对这个三宝有所怀疑了，佛法生三宝，他不会对这个涅槃对佛法的这个修行有所怀疑。
Okay, any other question? You can ask Chinese if you want.
可以用中文来问。
Sally, 文先生说16个观智嘛。出国要达到第几个观智才可以说是真的出国呢？
他16个观智里面有一个叫须陀洹道果，他就是要到那个道果，应该是如果依靠那依据那个sequence 呢，应该是14还是15吧。最后一个是审查你烦恼有没有被多少烦恼有没有多少烦恼被去除掉了应该是到了，不能是14还是13，我要看一下那个 numbering。
谢谢。
搞不定。She asked, how many, is it that there are 16 stages of insight? When one attains Sotapanna, which insight? I think I cannot remember the numbering already, but there's one inside knowledge called Sotapanna path. So when a person reached that Sotapanna path, then he has already become Sotapanna. And the last one is reflecting knowledge. It should be the 16 or 15 or 16 is reflecting knowledge, reflect what refinement has been eradicated. You can check in your mind whether the Sakkaya Ditthi identity view is still there or not. If still there, then not yet Sotapanna. Okay? Yes.
阿弥陀佛师父，我的问题是在家人可不可以达到出国这个果位，谢谢。
在家人不只可以达到出果，还可以达到三果。但是达到三果过后呢，你要跟你太，你要一定要跟你先生离婚。OK， 因为三果呢已经去了欲贪了。这个世间上的欲贪呢，这个性欲是一种很大的欲贪来的所以大家要结婚嘛是一种很大的欲贪，所以当你证到三果过后呢，你的内心里面已经没有了这个男女之想，没有这个男女的欲贪所以呢，你就要跟太太先生离婚了。 哦，那在这个经典呢，有一个故事说，有一个叫维萨嘎的，他听完佛陀的经过后呢，他成了三果，师陀啊，阿那含啊，成了三果，他是在家居士。那他之前呢，跟他太太呢是很亲，怎么讲呢？很恩爱的啊，哦，所以这些话呢，因为我没有结婚，所以我也叫不出来。哦，很恩爱，okay， 很恩爱的，然后他成了这个阿那含，阿那含过后呢，他已经去了这个异坛了，就不能再恩爱了，哦，所以他回来的时候，这个呢就跟他的太太讲，之前他是叫太太亲爱的，现在他叫太太sister 啊，姐姐。所以那个太太听到莫名其妙，怎么你今天有没有瘦啊？有没有少了一条筋？为什么叫我姐姐的哈？然后他就跟他解释啊，是因为呢，我已经证到了这个，我听佛陀的经证到了这个阿那含了，我内心已经对你不存有任何的幻想了，没有这种肌肤之亲了哈，所以呢，我没有办法再叫你亲爱，叫不出口了，呵呵，没有办法叫出口，所以我只好把你当姐妹来看待。好，那这个做太太的呢，也实在是很有涵养，她不会让其他人大哭大闹，惨了那怎么办呢？她不会这么大哭大闹，她说：“哇，这个佛法这么殊胜呐！”哦，你听了过后呢，可以去掉这种欲贪呐，啊。那我作为一个女人呐，啊，可以不可以学？哦，他这样的回答，他先生就最高兴的了。哦，因为第一，我也不知道怎么处理你呀，啊，真的，我也不知道怎么搞定你。你现在竟然有心要去学，然后他说还可以不可以出家？啊，哦，既然你现在我们两个已经没有这种夫妻，不能再过夫妻的生活了，那我去学，你让我去出家，不是很好吗？哦，所以这个太太也是非常有智慧的人哈，哦，一点都不情绪啊，哦。然后呢，他就跟他说，那先生说，那当然最好了，这是最好的解决方案。然后就把他送去出家了。那这个女人呢，很努力，在七天里面呢，啊，她证到了阿罗汉，比她先生还要高级，比她先生高一级阿罗汉。然后过后呢，大家都听说她证到阿罗汉了，她先生有一点不太相信，哦，比我还快啊，有没有搞错？然后呢，他就问了她很多问题，很多只有阿罗汉能够回答的问题。这个问题呢，就 compile 成一个 sutta 叫做朱拉维达拉苏达 in Majjhima Nikaya， 在中部有一个经呢，就是这个先生专门问他太太很多比较深的问题，只有阿罗汉才能够问的问题。那当他回答他过后呢，他的太太叫达曼迪娜啊，达曼迪娜呢是在佛的时代呢。在佛的时代，每一个人有第一的明显嘛，比如说舍利弗尊者是什么第一啊？智慧第一，目犍连尊者是神通第一，这个达玛丁呢是讲法第一，啊，讲法第一的。然后他讲听完过后呢，这个维萨卡还是可能还有一点疑啊，所以去问佛陀，啊，佛陀说你这个问题呢问我呢，我的答案呢跟达玛丁呢是一模一样的。啊，表示说达玛丁娜已经成就了这个阿罗汉道果，所以啊，你们这些女众啊很有希望啊。OK，
啊 ，Sister asks whether a lay person can achieve Sotapan. Sally answer is.Not only Sotapan, a lay person can achieve Anagami, the third fruit, third fruition. But if you achieve Anagami, Sally say you must divorce with your husband because Anagami has fully eradicate the sensual pressure. So he won't desire for the opposite sex. So there's a story in the sutta, a lay person has become, through learning Dharma, has become anagami. So he was married. So when he go back to his home, instead of calling his wife my dear, he called his wife sister. So his wife was very curious and surprised why her husband changed in a sudden. So after knowing the reason, this is a wife with virtue, is a very good wife as well. She's also very interested to learn the Dharma. So so his wife proceed to learn Dharma and become Arahan in 7 days, faster than her husband. So her husband could not believe this is, her wife can achieve Arahan faster than him. So he go and ask his wife a lot of questions, that the questions is only able to answer by an Arahan. All this answer, all the answers are given by his wife. The name of his wife is Damadina. All this answer is actually recorded in one of the sutta in Majjhima Nikaya, which is Chula Veda.
Vedala
Sutta. Okay. And Damadina, I suppose a bhikkhuni, is during Buddha's time, she's number one in propagating Dharma. Okay? So, Salesia, all the ladies here, you all should be very hopeful. You all have the criteria to become Anagami.